So everybody now has cell phones, but this is not the way mobile phones started. Mobile phones started by somebody getting a frequency and setting up a big antenna. And if you were a head of a major corporation or something like that, you could like broadcast your telephone call, and anybody who had the right equipment to pick it up could listen in, but probably only, your vice president or whatever who was sitting somewhere else in the city could do it. This is extremely limiting technology because of the limitations in the broadcast, in the radio spectrum, right? You had to have a separate frequency to transmit on for every phone conversation. And you had to use lots of energy. So everybody, I hope, has seen at some point the inverse square law, that the strength of a signal drops off quadratically with the distance from the point that's broadcasting it. And this picture just tells the whole story. If you're at radius one, and a certain amount of energy is coming out of, let's say, the light bulb here, it might cover this much area, but you go out to distance two and it covers four times as much area. So the power at the point where, at any point where that's receiving it is only a fourth as high. And in general, once you imagine a radio signal comparing one that's 100 miles away to one that's only 1 mile away, the power drops off at 10 to the fourth. Here's the way cell phones work. Anybody didn't know? The cells are about 1 mile across. In an ideal cell phone world, you'd have a perfect honeycomb like that. There's a tower in the middle of each cell. Of course, practically, cell phone towers can't be located that well. Cell phones can then be very low power because they only have to reach to the antenna that's nearby. And the really important part is that the frequencies at which the cell phones are operating can be reused. So if you're broadcasting out of cell B here, the only thing that's important is that nobody in any of the adjacent cells is using the same frequency. But once you get out far enough that your signal will have faded, distance two here, then the same frequency could get reused. So this was kind of the first way cell phones, I'm going to talk about subsequent developments in cell phone technology, but this is why you have cells, because now you get this dual benefit of low power and the opportunity to reuse frequencies. And the problem then, of course, is that as you move from cell to cell, you're driving in your car, talking, walking on the street or something like that, somehow there has to be some shifting so that if you walk into a cell where the frequency is already being used, that everybody switches their frequencies, in a coordinated way to avoid confusion between two different cell phones on two different frequencies. I'm really describing the early days of cell phone technology. And the other thing, which again, if you've read, page one of Blown to Bits, everybody should know, is that the phone is constantly turned on. As long as the phone is turned on, it's actually reporting to the cell phone towers, whether you're talking on the phone or not, what its location is, so that the cell phone company can route an incoming call to the appropriate cell phone tower and then reach out to the right person.